Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Who goes first?
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Welcome back, OnlyFams.
Happy Fantastic Friday.
From your favorite duo?
Where we co-parent. We're married. Wait a minute. We're
together. Yay!
You co-parent together. I hope this sounds okay to you guys. Okay, so we're going to give you the rundown really quick. Obviously, it's only Chris and I here today with you on this lovely, fantastic Friday. We're currently sitting in our hotel room with no equipment.
Absolutely nothing. This was not planned.
No, we're each sitting next to a sleeping baby.
So we are talking a little bit lower than our normal talking voice.
Yeah, and we don't have our mics. We don't have anything. We are completely improvising. Improving.
Yes.
That's the right word.
Yes, that is.
Don't talk too close to the mic because I don't want it to be. Sorry. We were testing the mic before this, and hopefully we're not like ping in your ear.
I have somewhat of like a fancy mobile set of mics, and this is one of the few times that I've used it.
Are you too close?
I don't think I'm too close.
Okay.
I don't know. They'll yell at me in the comments.
Yeah.
Or it'll be too quiet.
See, no, you're too close. Back it up a little bit. Back it up. Back it
okay.
up. Back
okay.
It up.
Okay.
Up. Back it up. Back
but I'm not talking as loud either.
No, I know, but it's not that. It's the like that. Anyway. Okay. Well, hopefully you guys can bear with us. Here's a little rundown of how this week is going. Okay. So in our last episode, you guys heard us talk about our upcoming stuff, our upcoming trips that we have, and which is what we're on right now. It is currently almost 1 a.m. Like I said, we're sitting next to sleeping babies. We're in Disneyland.
We are walking distance from Disneyland.
Walking distance from Disneyland right now. But we are committed to you guys and getting this episode up.
This is some serious dedication, you guys.
I know. I just really hope it sounds okay. Anyway, so Chris and I were gone last week. We went to Caden's graduation, sixth grade graduation. He graduated. And then
insert party effect here.
Which I want to come back to. We're going to talk more about graduation. But from there, we went to Phoenix. And we had a fun little weekend in Phoenix where we just...
Sorry. Well, hopefully that came out.
Yeah. I've talked about this in my videos. I talked about this on Instagram if you follow us on Instagram. So hopefully you've seen some of that there. But from there, we came back home. And we had a one-day turnover to unpack, wash our stuff, repack.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. As soon as I walked through the door, I immediately started a load of laundry. I didn't even take my shoes off.
No, yeah, he literally went straight upstairs and did all of our laundry. But in the midst of all that, like coordinating schedules to try to get this episode filmed, because we're not ahead or anything. Sometimes we have like an extra episode that you can... That, you know, like if we can't get together for a week, it's not a big deal. But we had nothing planned and it just didn't work out. Gabe and Amber weren't able to come up and record with us, which is we're gonna make it work. It's fine. We're going to make it work. We'll be all together next week. Well, actually, we're going to be all together this week.
I actually don't think this is going to come out half bad. I did a little bit of trial and error right before we started recording this. So I have a little bit of faith in this
turning out.
A little
bit. Just a tiny bit.
And that's all. You know what? That's all I need. It's just a tiny bit.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we're going to be all together this week. Gabe and Amber are coming up here, or down here. And we're all going on a family cruise together if you missed our last episode. But we're going to be all together. Anywho, that's a backstory of why we're here. You'll have to let us know. How does this episode sound compared to the other ones? Because I feel like it's probably definitely not going to be as good, but hopefully it's at least okay. A-okay. Anywho, rewind. Caden's graduation.
Yes, Caden's. You know what? Caden's graduation was actually pretty good.
It was so good.
Yeah. It was, you know, it was actually surprisingly bigger than the other graduations we went to.
And not only that, and I mean, for me, this is the first time that we all got together with like his mom's side of the family and all actually hung out.
Yeah, that was a huge...
And it was good.
First, not really first impression for you, but it was first interaction, I would say.
No, not even first interaction. It's just like the first time we're all like hanging out together. Like I have, you know, met their family. So this graduation was so pleasant. And we got to hang out for, I would say like, not the first, obviously like I've met all of their moms.
Definitely not the first time, but.
Side of the family.
It was a better part of like 90% of that day. Like we went to the graduation in the morning. We went back to my grandma's, hung out for a little bit. And then we ended up going to like a pizza parlor after.
But yeah, I had never hung out with like, not hung out, but it obviously like Caden's whole family's there. So it's like his mom's side of the family and right. Then us were there. And it was a rather pleasant day. Like I've obviously met that side of the family. I've seen them a few times. And I don't know. It was just, I really enjoyed it. It was, you know, a co-parenting on another side. And like we do the co-parenting thing all the time. Obviously, you know, we have this podcast together and we have many different dynamics of co-parenting in this situation. And I feel like Chris's relationship with his ex-wife is something that's always been, I feel like it's you've always, been trying to work on it.
It's always being worked on.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Like they're not in like a space like, the, you know, they're not friends by any means, I wouldn't say.
Yeah, I mean, like we don't,
but
we text about the kids and it's just kind of left at that.
Which is so fine. And I don't know. I feel like you guys have come a long way because I feel like a few years ago, we wouldn't have been able to sit in the same room together. And
yeah, probably not.
Yeah. And not in a bad way. It's not like it was bad environment. It just was like...
Was not my preference.
Yeah. It's like... I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but my interpretation of it is just like, you two seem like you cannot stand each other. So it even has nothing to do with... Like just the fact that you two were able to... Like, just converse
even talk.
Lightly.
Yeah.
You know, I think I was proud of you. And I talked to her. She talked to me. She was very pleasant. So it was a very good situation. Like,
very, very positive.
A very positive situation.
It was also important to me to kind of set that example, especially in front of Tommy and Caden, to see.
Yeah. And they're older
what's
now.
What's the word? Amicable.
Yeah.
That we could all be.
Right.
So it was important for me to kind of demonstrate that.
And that's like what we, I don't know, that's what I, it's, I don't know how to explain this, but just we've done a lot of co-parenting and I've definitely it's evolved a lot for me in all of my relationships and I've had the worst of it on my end and I feel like I've had the best of it also. So it's kind of cool to see your side of things because I think because you guys live so far apart, you don't have to interact as much as
that too. I think the distance of living far apart plays a huge factor in the amount that we interact and what we interact about.
And because the kids are older. So it's like all, right. A lot of the things kind of go through them as far as like, when do you want to be here? And
so, Caden and Tommy, they both have their own phones. Which is fine, and I can talk to them whenever they want. They can call me and talk to me whenever they want. So it really does eliminate a lot of, you know, trying to go through their mom and, you know, be like, hey, tell Caden to call me. Like, I can just call him directly.
Yeah. So anyway, that I don't know how we got off on that tangent, but I just had a very pleasant experience. So it's not like we were all sitting there singing Kumbaya, but everyone was so friendly. And I think that like they could pick up on that, and it was a very good experience. But anywho, he graduated sixth grade. Oh, she just talking to
his She goes, "What's the password?"
She said, "What's the password?"
Addie's kind of sleep talking. It's funny.
Oh my god! I wonder if you could hear that. Oh, poor girl.
It's funny.
We're trying to talk quietly, but anyway. So he graduated. Okay, we headed over to Phoenix, where, if you followed me on Instagram and saw my Instagram stories, I didn't end up vlogging any of it, and I thought about vlogging for Just Jess, but if I'm being totally honest, it was a lot. Like, we did a lot that weekend. And I think there's like a couple people who don't understand what it was that I was doing there or what we were doing there. So basically, my friend, Emily, she's known as the travel mom. She's not like an influencer as much as she is like a TV personality. Like, she goes on like Kelly Clarkson show, can't talk, Good Morning America, that kind of stuff. And she's an incredible lady who has just these connections with so many people. Well, she's hosting, I met her at an event several years ago. It's called Social Media on the Sand. It was the trip I vlogged that for
That was the Cancun trip, right?
No, that was the Turks and Caicos. Oh, that was Turks. That's where we met Terrell and Jarius. Yeah.
Duh. That's where we met
Emily. That trip actually was huge for me in so many ways. I met so many amazing people. So, and who I've kept relationships with too. Like, Terrell and Jarius are two of my best friends. And like Emily, we've just come, like, she's just, I consider a really good friend. So, anywho, she hosted her own event where she brought in like sponsors. So these companies would come in and they're meeting with all these other people. It's just, she described it as a place where people whose paths would probably never cross were able to mingle with each other. So it's there's like TV producers there and like brands there and influencers there and like news reporters and like the guy from The Bachelor was there. Like, it's just a really interesting group of people who all can learn something from
crazy,
each other.
Crazy, crazy dynamic.
It was so much fun. So anyway, it's kind of hard to explain if you're not like in it, I guess, but that's what we were doing there. She had an event, and she tries to do this yearly now. She started actually the year COVID started. She started in 2020, literally days before. That was actually the last event that I ever like attended. That's the last thing we did right before COVID like hit.
Yeah, that's
officially
when everything shut down.
It was March of 2020 that we went to this. So obviously last year she didn't have an event, and then this year it's back and she wants to do it yearly, and it's just so much fun. So we had a great time. We met some incredible people. But that's what we were doing there. So it was like a work trip that we were there for. And like I said, we came back here and we packed. We are here in Disneyland now, and we realize that it's grad night here.
It is. It's not just grad night. It is absolutely crazy.
It's grad week here.
Yeah, grad week. Wasn't it? Wait, when we were here the graduation, for Caden's graduation, we spent a day here.
Yeah, well, I mean, evening. Yeah,
an evening.
We came to dinner and watched a show.
Yeah, well, tried to watch a show. It got canceled, by the way.
Yeah, true. We didn't really watch
and
show.
It got canceled again tonight, which sucked. That's fine. But it was also grad week or grad night that
night. Well, I think it's just like
night.
All of June is like a bunch of grad nights. If you don't know what grad night is, so I don't know. This is probably just a California thing, actually, now that I think about it. So grad night...
I never had this, by the way. There was
you
like
lived in SoCal. There was, you lived in Orange County.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't go
Orange County is where Disneyland is. Let's start there.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had like a sixth grade trip.
To Disneyland?
No, it was to Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't
Disney.
So
I don't think
you guys had no Disney things growing up in school.
So Chris
grew up, if you don't know, Chris grew up in Southern California. Disneyland, if you don't know, is in Southern California. It's in Orange County. I'm from Northern California, born and raised Northern California. So where we live now is Northern California. So that's why we live in the same state as Disneyland. I feel like for us Californians, it's like so easy. Like, we know exactly what we're talking about. You know, Sacramento, LA.
I feel like NorCal and SoCal should be two separate states.
Yeah, no, for real. But I'm saying like the rest of the
world.
Yeah. Probably, like, when we're talking about, like, where it is, like, they probably don't have any idea. So, first of all, Disneyland is in Southern California. It's about a six-hour drive or a one-hour flight from where we live right now. And up where I went to school in NorCal, everybody, like, when you graduate, you're a senior in high school. When you're graduating, like, right before you graduate high school, they have something called grad night. And I honestly, I didn't go on it. I was pregnant, so I don't actually know exactly how it goes, but I know I knew about it. But grad night is where, like, all the seniors, they go, they take a bus down to, like, all the way down to LA, which for us is a far drive.
That is a bus.
A school bus.
They pack in a full bus over the Grapevine. A bunch of
seniors in high school.
Oh, yeah. Heck no.
They pack you in a bus. You go all the way down here, and then you spend all, like, day, evening, and night in Disneyland. It goes till 2 a.m.
Right. So did you hear the announcements after? So there was supposed to be a fireworks show tonight. Got canceled because of wind. And then did you hear the announcement saying that grad night was starting?
Yeah, it starts at 10.
In 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And it was 9:55, so it started at 10. I said, oh, grad night is starting. I was like, oh my gosh, that's...
So these seniors in high school just, like, take over the park for the night. Like, so Chris and I were in line for Haunted Mansion, and we see these... Was it three or four boys?
Oh, yeah.
Like, seniors in high school. And, like, you can tell they're just, like, little assholes, right? Like, they're just doing something. And the thing is
typical
that...
Typical boys.
They are... No, not typical boys. I do not want my boys to act like that.
Well, I mean, it was just, like, typical boy behavior. Like, I could probably see myself acting off gender based on gender. I probably acted like that. I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh. I know what you're saying, but no. That's not the mentality I want to have with the boys. You can just be like, oh no, they're allowed to misbehave because they're boys.
I'm not saying they're allowed to misbehave. I just understand the behavior.
No. Mm-mm. No, sir. I had to talk with my boys when I got home about how they should never act.
I don't condone it. I just...
Okay, let me finish the story. Okay, so we're in line for Haunted Mansion, and these boys are... I mean, I didn't even see it. I just heard, like, the aftermath, but I guess they were, like, jumping over the... dividers,
like the rails,
the line, like, they were cutting in line, so they're, like, you know, jumping over, and the cast member asked them to stop, and they weren't stopping. They're just being little assholes. Anyway, the cast member ended up pulling them out of line and calling Disney security, and he also
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Also made two of them just wait at the front of the line for the rest of their friends to catch up.
Oh, yeah. Like, they completely pulled. And these boys looked like they were in trouble. Yeah. Like, they had, like, deer in headlights look. And it just made me think, like, Disney cast members, if we have any Disney cast members out there that listen to this podcast, it seems to me that grad night would be a rather unpleasant night of work. But I'm curious what you guys think. Like, is that something that you guys dread, or is it just so much fun? Also, we learned, because we met one of the chaperones of this event, that...
Oh, we did. I forgot about that.
That they're not actually really, like, chaperoned closely. Like, they kind of just roam the park freely.
It's like they're there in case there's an emergency, mm-hmm. and there's, like, hey, you know, this is happening. We can actually like call somebody within the like vicinity.
And it's probably so much fun. Like these kids probably have the time of their life. And I mean, if I was a senior in high school in grad night, like I wouldn't want to be watched like that.
So I wouldn't want some parent following me around through every ride.
Yeah. So, I mean, they kind of roam freely, but it's like, oh, that's kind of actually a lot of freedom.
A lot of freedom,
yeah. That's a lot of freedom for these kids, and then here they are. So, anyway, that's one thing that I wish that I got to experience in life was grad night, but I was about 38 weeks pregnant with Lilia.
So not a chance.
I was a teen mom at the time, so it was not happening. But I would have loved to go to that.
I think, I don't know. I feel like Disney would have been pretty cool.
So are reunions still a thing? Like graduation reunions? I guess mine would have been in...
Graduation reunion or a high school reunion?
Oh, I mean, high school reunions. Are those like the 10-year reunions? Like, isn't that a thing where you go to your high school reunion? Like,
why? I was...
Did you go? Did you have
one? I was invited to one, but I did not go.
Why didn't you go? That's lame. I would so go, but I'm realizing right now that if I graduate, I graduated in 2010, so well, that would have made it 2020. And June of 2020 was like peak COVID time. So
definitely got gypped of ours.
I kind of want to redo. If I was invited to my high school reunion, I would go in a heartbeat. Why didn't you go? Why wouldn't you go to yours?
Well, for one, I lived 6 hours away from my high school.
So I go with you.
And for two, I just don't want to see anybody from my high school anymore.
You don't have, do you talk to anybody from high school?
I actually do, but they live out of state.
Okay.
They don't live in California anymore, so.
So you don't have anyone like super close to you from high school.
If I were to go, like I would need to know that like they're going, and they were definitely not going.
You need your little buddy to go to. Yeah,
I need my posse.
It's like, who are the kind of people that go to high school reunions? Like I wonder like. Any of the people that you'd want to see, like, are those going to be the kinds of people that go, or is it going to be the kinds of people that, I don't know, have no life, or like, but I would like, go.
Do you go to, like, catch up with an old friend, or do you go to, like, show off? Like, look what I've been doing.
I know, a reunion
does seem... what's the vibe?
It seems like, it would be a show off party, huh?
It has to be.
Let's see who has the most... stuff.
Yeah,
like, or, I mean, I guess catching
like
up.
Who's the most successful?
So instead of asking like best smile, like you know how like in high school they're like, oh, best smile, best dress. It's gonna be like, who was the most successful in the last 10 years?
Who has the most kids? Like obviously, I didn't go to mine, so I don't know what they're like.
Most divorces.
But based on movies that I've seen,
I know
it's like a pissing contest.
Wait, a what?
A pissing contest.
What is that? What's pissing contest?
Whoever's got like...
I've never heard of...
I should not have to explain this.
A pissing contest. So yes. You don't mean like literally?
No, God,
so
no.
They're not just sitting there peeing and...
No.
What's a pissing contest?
A pissing contest is like who's got the biggest dick, basically.
Okay, that took
but
a turn for
not
the worse.
Literal. It's just like a metaphorical, like I'm more
like who
successful.
Shows up in the best car.
Yeah, like best car, best clothes.
Who's wearing like
who
the
married
name.
Who? Like
who's got a Gucci purse?
You got it now.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would definitely go to my high school reunion if I was. But it's like, and I don't necessarily talk to anyone. But you know what? I think the reason why. Maybe like reunions are kind of going out of style is because everyone keeps up with each other on social media nowadays. Like my generation specifically, like that was the beginning of social media. I think 2010 was the true beginning. Around that time was the true beginning.
I'm going to have to disagree because when I was in high school, Facebook popped up and that's like when it started.
I mean, same. I was in high school too.
When did Facebook?
I joined Facebook in 2009. That's when I joined it. And I was...
Let's see here.
I was a junior or early senior in high school. But it's not even just Facebook. I mean, it's just like social media in general. I feel like that's when things started getting really big. What are you Googling? He's Googling.
Facebook was founded in 2004.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it became popular in 2004. I'm saying...
But it became popular in 2006.
By the time everybody started using it, maybe it's just mixed with my age, though, but I feel like my generation is... Well, I guess our generation is the same, but our generation is one that doesn't... Like, reunions don't serve much of a purpose because... Everyone still kind of, quote, knows, unquote, each other, like, right. Based off of social media, like Instagram, Facebook. It's like the only people that you would have to catch up with are people that you're not, like, friends with on there. And it's like, I don't know, for me, I'm still friends with everybody that I was friends with in high school because unless you, like, start a new account, you know. But it's like it's one of those things where you – sync everything, you know. It's like when you started an Instagram and it's like, oh, do you want to sync all your friends? And you're just like, yeah.
Would so you like to
yeah, who would you like to follow? And it like recommends all the people to you. So it's like, I don't know, me, and I feel like, I don't know, majority of people probably keep up with all the people that they wanted to keep up with on social media. So like, why would we all? It would just be like a fat party, I guess, if we could all
I think reunions were created back in the day because social media was not a thing. The internet was not very popular.
You wanted to see what your people were up to, your friends. Like, you show up and Joe Smith has 14 kids and Joe, you know, as a millionaire, and you're just like, whoa, Joe, like, you were a nerd in high school and now you're
Now, like, you're driving around in a Ferrari.
You're living your best life. So, I mean, I guess that's what it is. But I would love to go to. And I saw, actually, there's a sign outside of Disneyland right now because they're doing all of the grad night stuff. It said grad reunion night.
Really?
And so I don't know for sure. Like, if I only glanced at it. So, I mean, there's a very good chance that I could be reading this wrong. But it seemed to me like it was something that... there's that light again.
And it just turned...
I told you.
Why is it turning back on?
I don't know. It's been doing that. I'm telling you. It's been doing that.
The fact that it keeps turning back on is kind of freaking me out. Like, they would give us two rooms that are haunted.
Stop. Don't even say that word. I don't like that. I don't like that heebie-jeebie stuff. That doesn't sit right with me.
Fill in all the dead space.
To find a way out.
Can you tell we're in Disneyland?
Oh my God. Anywho, it looked like there was maybe some kind of reunion in Disney, which signed me the fuck up for that. But I mean, I just go freely anyway. Like, I don't need to be invited. I'm just going to go anyway. So
I guess a Disney reunion would be cool. I wonder like what the specifics are. Like, is it a 10-year reunion? Is it like Disney? I don't know. We all went to Disney 5 years ago. It's not turning back on this time. Is it like we all went to Disney 5 years ago and we're coming back? Like, I'm confused.
I have no idea, honestly. But okay, well, we're going to transition to just the tip. I don't have any cool like transitions for you. Okay. Okay, Chris. Coming through with the bow chicka wow wow. Gabe would be so proud. But we're going to try to do just the tip for you guys. And I feel like I'm not good at giving advice. I was never good at taking advice. I just feel like in general, that's not my thing. But we're going to try for you. Maybe Chris will have something good to say. So here is a juicy just the tip for you guys. I'm recently engaged in getting married in August. Are you listening, Chris?
I'm listening.
You're the only one that can give us the advice. I was recently engaged in getting married in August. My fiance and I have been together for 3 years and are so in love. But as the wedding is approaching, I've been feeling terrified that I don't know if I'm making the right decision. I've never dated anyone else. I truly love him and we have been through so much together, but we have a lot to work on and both struggle with a lot of mental health issues, which cause some problems in our relationship. I don't know if I should call off the wedding and date longer or go through with it and hope it works out. Oh, and we already have our wedding planned and sent invitations out.
Oh, man. Okay. So.
That's a tough one, dude.
That is tough because you do have everything planned out. You've sent out invitations. I will say on a very positive note that you... It sounds like you're aware, but it also sounds like you're both aware of you both having mental health issues, and that it seems like you guys are there for each other. So that is very good. You have each other's support system, which I think is healthy. My only concern, I guess I would say, is that you're having doubts about the wedding. That's a little bit of a red flag. Hopefully, the support that you guys have for each other in the mental health aspect will make your relationship grow stronger.
I'm going to be completely fucking honest with you, okay? If this was me, I think that we can all agree that I kind of even did this. Like, especially with the way that you're describing it, I probably would just go through with it and hope for the best. But look how that worked out for me, okay? So I kind of did that twice, you know? I was just like, you know, it'll fucking work out, I guess. Maybe it comes down to what your morals are. If divorce isn't something that you're ever okay with, like if that's not something you would ever consider, then I would definitely take, think about it some. Like for me, I don't know. I would say with the way that you're describing to back out would, I can see why, the right thing to do for me to tell you right now is, back out. Like if you're not 100% sure, then you shouldn't do it. That's obviously like the right thing to say. So it's like anyone that would sit here and say they're going to give you advice is going to be like, okay, yeah. Oh no, if you're having doubts, like don't do it. But like, if I were you in this moment, I would probably just go through with it and hope for the best. Is that bad? That's so fucking bad. I mean, but that's also what I did. And I was like failed half of my life so far.
You kind of have to see it through at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a big commitment to back out. And if things end up do working out, then it's like, it's all good and it'll be a fun story. So
the thing is too, is you guys obviously have a lot of feelings to even plan a wedding to begin with. And, to go through with all this, make plans and deposits, preparations, invitations.
Maybe you guys should go to, not marriage counseling, but like some kind of couples counseling.
Yeah, like a therapy.
Just a couple set sessions. An appointment. Do a couple set. Yeah, see, get a professional opinion.
That I think is a very, very good. Like piece of advice.
You know, like talk to someone.
Talk to a professional.
Yeah,
to a professional who can guide you guys. And, maybe the solution is to postpone. Maybe the solution is to follow.
Ooh, you could always just make up an excuse and postpone the wedding for another reason. I'm just trying to be realistic. Everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, you need to postpone the wedding. But, like, realistically, like, you already sent invites out. Like, that's hard. I can see why, like, that. I mean, if it was me and I was having those feelings, I would be like, I'm not going to postpone the wedding.
Yeah, that is very stressful.
But, girl, I also look at how that turned out for me. So, again, I'm not the one that should be giving the advice, but I'm just trying to be real with you. Like, I don't know. That would be really hard. Like, I know we're supposed to tell you to postpone it if you're having any doubts.
I don't know. I think what you said earlier is very good. I think you should set up talk to your partner, too. Talk to them and be like, look, I don't know if they're aware of your doubts or if they're having the same doubts, but I would highly suggest bringing this up and doing it together.
Just be like, is this too soon? Like, should we wait a little bit longer? Should we postpone it? And you can postpone it for, again, so many reasons. Like, maybe the venue had to cancel. Like, no one has to, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you have to air your laundry out, but
yeah,
definitely be transparent with your partner about it.
Oh, for sure. And see how they're feeling about it and just get some kind of third party opinion, whether that's a therapist or someone who can see your guys' relationship neutrally that you can open up to. That's probably what I would do. Seek an opinion from someone who can, because we don't know, the full dynamic, but maybe start there. Hopefully that helps.
So just to kind of close out this episode, I do not have any of my preloaded intros or background music or outros.
Oh, shoot. So we have to end it.
So you guys are going to get an improv'd outro. So
I don't even know what we say.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You guys should follow us On our Instagram page at Fantastic Four Official.
Oh, you listen to it every time when you edit it, huh?
I've just listened to it enough to know what it says.
Oh, okay, so follow us on Instagram.
But I do know it's your voice.
What is my voice?
I think it's mostly your voice. It might be all of us. It's I don't know.
Okay,
pretty sure it's a group effort.
Go follow us on Instagram at Fantastic Four Official. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry for this little improv episode, and hopefully we didn't completely waste your time. We love you guys.
Duo out.
Duo out. Bye, guys.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.